Blog Talk Radio.
How many know what funk is? Raise your hand. Ready for this world? Rock, get real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore. I'm Fred Mac. Coming in natural back door. My rhymes hit hard. No games like ping pong. I'm strong.
Like who, Craig?
Kong. I'm flexing with Nexon. My funk track erection. My licks get the kicks like the Chinese connection. Like Damien, the Omen's son. I won't run. I never ran. Flying MCs like the Sudan. Craig Mac is like a loaded 4-5. Mothers get welfare. Fathers won't survive. No, who can get fierce as fierce can get. Get set. I'm ready to eat MCs like spaghetti. The C-R-A-I-G Mac is back. I'm blown the wrong. Well known. The man's got it sewn. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, za, zoom, za, zoom. 3 years of waiting. Now here comes kaboom. Back off the steel, kid. Let me get my dough. You're real slow. Get the dip like a homo. Got the name. No games are outlaw. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Please pull my lever. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm paid. I see them. Brothers on my jock. A G for per diem. MCs out of town. Please stay down. Fuck around. My nature's the hate ya. My style of MCing. The dust is crust. I bust every human being. Dig it. I'm cool, but one rule. Don't act fool. My four fists are tool. I have aim. Hey, hush it down. Quiet. I'm speaking. Unique technique and style. Best I am. Speaking, speaking like a deacon of a pastor, the master, baby, death. Okay, G, let's get back to the issue with your tissue. Weeping, will I grab a pillow for I have to dish you? I'm concrete, heart of the street, black pavement. Fever heads bleeding, strictly in amazement. Surrender, with more ups than I'll send her. I'll bend ya, you're tender, next agenda.
Get real raw, fuck my style is hardcore. Get real raw, fuck my style is hardcore. Get
I belong in a hospital, insane. Like Fastlane on the brain, like Bruce Wayne. I tell tale, won't fail or get stale. Cause I felt like Braille as I walk on a third rail. Manson's my grandson, not so handsome. I'm grotesque, fuck it. Girls still rub my chest. I'm D with James Brown, give it up for Jermaine Loose. I'm several on the red lines, Frank Stone and Zeus. Fred Max, the brother that attacks at random. MCs that slam them, cause I'm fat as Ralph Cramden. Rock, boomer, clock, boy, I kill ya. MCs, I'm a thriller, from here to Manila. Lay down, nothing but facts. Jack, the blackjack ace to the beat down max. Relax, this is just wax on my single. More chips on my shoulder than the chips made by Pringle. So how do you figure? I'm stronger than your liquor. Five Irish rolls, huh, strike a pose. I'm deaf to an MC, blows like Jack Dempsey. A shark feeding frenzy on those that sent me. One more score for the war. See ya, I'm real raw. Plus my style is hardcore.
Get raw. My style is hardcore.
Real raw.
Fuck my style is hardcore. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore. I'm real raw. Fuck my style is hardcore.
Yeah. We are black in this motherfucker once again. We don't stop. We won't stop here on the late hour. Improvement movement and all that good shit. Hey, man. I know everybody dealing with this shit that went down today and everything like that, you know, with the bullshit. And, you know, it is what it is. These motherfuckers around here doing, you know, the assassination shit on TV, but yet and still, niggas want to play games. Want to play, you know, hoax and shit with this, you know, this shit that popped off. Everybody done went from this, everybody done went from that. flipping it. I mean, we get one information, we hear this. They stuck with 50. Notice how the goddamn injuries of the death toll, not death toll, but injuries went up. It accumulated, stayed where the hell it stayed at. See that bullshit? So, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, these people come with all these games, but in the end, what can you do? What can you really do? You can get caught up in this hoopla shit. You can get caught up in whatever you got to get caught up in. But in the end, you know, it's your life to live if you want to sit here and let the world suck you all up in and everything. It's your life to live. If you want to sit here and go by this shit that these motherfuckers blast on TV and suck everybody in their little world and shit, by all means, take off. Take the fuck on off. I'm not holding nobody back from being, you know, what you got to be. Not holding you back at all. But real talk to it all is that the fact is that, you know, all this shit that's being set up is being set up for things that's already laid on put in play. You have to realize that. You think, you know, that what's happening now is ahead. No. Where you at right now, God damn it, you behind. Because these motherfuckers do shit in reverse. I want y'all to understand this shit. These motherfuckers work in reverse. Y'all work in the way y'all, you know, y'all work. But these people do some shit backwards that y'all don't understand. That's being unfolded in front of your face. And you wouldn't see that shit unless you really fucking paid attention to that shit. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we got to come correct. We got to come correct, man, with whatever we're trying to come with. Because, see, when you see this whole shit breaking down the way it's breaking down, hey, man, sorry to say, but you can't blame the world. Can't blame the world for, you know, it doing some shit that they got to do. But the same token, that's only for a certain percentage of people. Or a group. The rest of y'all stuck on that candy ass shit. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I'm not going to go into a commercial break on this one here. I'm going to hold off on that because we had like quite a bit of list of people who want us to do some commercials for them and things like that. And, you know, I said I was going to look out for the people. So I got somebody working on the tracks and shit, trying to remodify it. And get it going. So that way, you know, people's information get advertised out there, and we go ahead and build this goddamn network and keep it going. This just ain't no once-a-year shit. Hell nah. So I'm just letting people know what time it is. Like I said, we don't do this shit for show and tell or for... No. Take that glory shit and shove it up your ass. People ain't got time for your game. We got time for none of this bullshit. We just want to sit here and come correct, help the people out, help the nation out, grow our nation. We got to have a foundation. Crackers ain't going to give it to us. Shit, poor white people, they trying to have their own shit. They barely surviving and shit. I see them out there. They barely surviving, holding on. But this what the rich and the wealthy do to their own. So, you see, it ain't just with a color thing. This is about some placism shit. Know your place. For real? Who put your ass in charge of it? And what application did I sign for your ass to give up this shit? Explain this to me. You got to explain this to me heavily. But I tell you what, we're going to do this differently. Fuck, explain it to me. Don't explain it to me. How about you explain it? Not just to me, but to a shitload of comrades of mine. And they comrades. See, you can't whoop the world ass by yourself. And there's a whole lot of poor people on this planet. They're not wealthy. They don't have an army. They don't have tanks. They don't have an air force. Knock this shit off with all y'all trying to animate what you animate. Just knock it off. Come correct, man. Enough with the horse shit playing. We starting to understand that somebody is playing Halloween genetics. And that's what I'm going to start calling this shit. Halloween genetics. God damn it, 1 year when you was a kid growing up, you was the witch. Another year, you was the fairy and shit. Another year, you emulated some shit off a movie. See how Halloween kept on changing up on you and shit? Okay, we got all that. We got all that. But damn it, you don't let nobody go around fooling y'all with some shit and sitting here fucking people over at the same time. And you getting pimped and used. I'll see if you won this shit, however you know, however you got over on somebody, and you won it for you. But most of y'all get over on people, and then y'all go and find the empire and give it to them. Fuck who in charge. Fuck what color in charge. You go and give it to them. You see? And you wonder why we all get, as they say in the 70s and 60s, bamboozled. We wonder why we get bamboozled. So, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I want to take the time out, like I said, to bring up this shit dealing with our people and the shit we go through. Now, here you have, and I'll go ahead and bring in this shit as partial of what you would call the news. I'll go ahead and bring it on in because, I mean, it deserves to be treated like it's a current event, which it is, I mean, because it just happened. Just about almost over, what, 24 hours ago? So, you know, it's sad that we don't see what's going on, but long story short, we got to play our cards right, people. If we want to sit here and do what we got to do. If we got to do what we got to do. I'm trying to turn up this. Oh, wow. Okay, having a little trouble with this audio here. All right, it's going. Anyway, let's see. Can you send me an invite to the live show? Okay, I got a few bloggers out there. Y'all got to call in if y'all want to check out the show, people. You have to call in. But long story short, yeah, the show is growing. We're getting some bloggers. We're going to be on tomorrow. Queen Way is going to be on tomorrow. Queen always coming with some science. She's going to come with some real serious science and lay out the hammer. And that's what we want. Have to call the show. Make sure they get that, okay? Have to call the show. She probably can't see the image. That's probably what she was talking about. Post it up. If she wanted to listen, I know she wanted to. That's another young queen that want to come on the show and want to deal with some hardcore issues. We got some people out there that's trying to find people who have, how should we say, emotional issues that leads them towards suicide and things of that nature. And the only thing we just try to do is try to help them out. Point things in the right direction because, you know, it's always a brighter day and it's not always a bad thing that you're going through what you're going through. So never understand that, you know, we always here in our corner, in the corner for you, and understand that people that you, you know, that you see around you may not care, but some of us out here do care. Some of us out here care about being teachers, care about being, you know, the same shit that we ran into when we were young and people cared on the streets that kept our ass out of line and, you know, made sure we tightened up and shit or made sure we didn't go overboard. We still have that mentality to look out for our peoples and got common sense to want to do things the right way, opposed to, you know, people out here who doing the bullshit. And the only thing they want to do is just, you know, cause confusion and headaches and all this other fake-ass shit that, you know, people are known to do. So, I mean, you know, I'm just letting you know what time it is with that. It is what it is. But that's the kind of vibe the system wanting to come with because, you know, we need to go in depth with trying to clean up our act, let alone trying to also help those out there who've been affected. And that's the number one key thing, you know. We're trying to sit here and reach the people who've been affected. Another thing that we were going to dig up into was this shit called the, well, before I go into the main topic of the day, I'm going to make sure I stay with what I stay with because what we were dealing with earlier. And this current event, it's like an annual of what happened, I would say, some odd years back. And it was around the 29th of October where you had the Las Vegas shooting. So, you know, it's funny how this recapping of everything that's happening in the fall. You had 9/11 that took place in the fall. You had all kind of shit that takes place in the fall. And I'm noticing the pattern, like any other people that go by the hoax. You know, it's kind of hard to sit here and address it without sitting here people getting all riled up about, you know, well, they look. Get your ass out of that damn emotion shit and use your damn brain for 2 seconds. Real talk. Use your brain for 2 seconds. Stop sitting here going by the norm that you see on TV and use your head. It just makes no sense that y'all want to sit here and do the repeat and then you want to have everybody swallowed up in your world with all that swirl of the emotion. We don't go by emotions like this. So, I mean, again, you know, it's a different situation that we up against as far as trying to understand facts and trying to, you know, understand the case or detect what's going on in the case without getting all riled up with that emotion shit. And like the same thing, we're trying to sit here and figure out bullshits about religion and y'all want to get emotion and try to shut us down because we're bringing up facts and proof. And the only thing y'all bringing is belief with no proofs? No. I dare you call yourself an intelligent person when you want to hide behind feelings. You gotta be a man about that shit. But again, it is what it is. But that's just my take on that whole, you know, situation. I just really, I'm not feeling it. A man letting loose automatic round, 50 people dead, woman gets shot in the head, all these excuses. But no footage. No footage. Hey, man. It is what it is, but I'm not finna sit here and flip this shit like it's fake-ass hamburgers. Y'all know y'all let bullshit go on in this country just like any other time. And this is part of that European assault. I'm going to attach this shit to that. Because we have all these different events like the Boston Tea Party and shit like that, or different type of massacres involving British soldiers over here on this land. Same concept. Same concept. So, I mean, we have to take the consideration for what it is. Game on top of game. Game on top of game. All right, now, let me see here. Let me check the charts and see where we at on the show here. Let's see. All right. Now, we're going to go ahead and dig into this current event thing. Let me turn the sound down because somebody got it bumping hard. Actually, that's real loud. But anyway, we're going to dig into this 1500 assault on what we did the recap on. And if you go ahead and check back on the show logs, you'll see that we dug in pretty deep. We stopped at around the 1500 AD, showing that we were going to break into this 1400, proving that Europe was broke than a motherfucking joke. They were broke. They were broke. If you go back and look at all the revolutions that we brought up in the 1800s, Harriet Tubman, Queen Carlotta, Queen Nancy, all of them over there in Cuba, Jamaica, all that. Come on down to the 1700s. Same thing with the revolts over there, including the ones in the Middle East. 1600, we'll bring you on down to the Amazon, Queen Nzinga, fighting the British. Yes, 1644. Know your dates, goddammit. I'm not looking at no goddamn, I'm not looking at nothing. I'm freestyling tonight, baby. Freestyling tonight. Know your shit. Know your shit. You think I'm lying? Look it up. 1644 if you think I'm lying. Know your shit. But again, we digging in what we digging in with. And then we look at the revolution that took place over there with the Native Indians and the Dutch clicking up together. Assassinating our brothers and sisters. You see, this is protocol because why? We have to understand, people, that at this time, poor people from Europe was not coming over here yet. This ain't them that's leading the pack. That's why I say you can't never fault poor people. The most you can do is click up with them. But you can't never fault poor people. Click up with them. Make it happen. Make it happen. Because the last thing you want to do is find out that some person who poor like you fuck around, they got their ass some engineering skill. You don't know what kind of skills they got. But it is what it is. We have to understand this, people, what we are truly up against. Your enemy or whoever else that's sitting here fucking everybody over, they got engineering skills. Y'all ain't, what skills y'all got other than to hate each other? See that? What skills do you have other than to hate each other? I'm only one person on the microphone. Whoop-de-doo. But the question is, where the fuck you at? Oh, I'm living in my world. Or I'm on my own. No, stop. You, your past, your world, look, in the end, somebody gonna have to save somebody's life. And y'all with that world in your stop. Just stop. 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 It ain't just you. It ain't. And that's why our brothers and sisters, along with any other nation out there who have poor brothers and sisters, all of them had the same fucking common problem. They were being fractionized. They were being isolated. They were being segregated. This is their own species. I don't care where you at or what country you claiming. If somebody poor in your country and somebody wealthy in that shit, let's not sit here and play bubblegum game. And long behold, in 15 AD, what do we get? What do we get? That's why when I go into these 1400s, 1300s on down, trust me, y'all gonna find out some shady shit. And you ain't gonna be happy. And you shouldn't be happy. God damn it, you need to be pissed off. Especially if somebody pull a wool over your head. You need to be pissed off. You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Again, here you have black kings and queens all throughout that time. They were doing what? Coming to certain areas of the subtropic, invading it to snatch up relics. Let's just be open with that shit, cold-busted cult. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the fucking shit in a museum. Let's just be open here. Let's just be honest. Don't hide behind the fact that I'm cussing. Let's just be honest. Wake your ass up. This shit is real. And all the hooting and hollering and hiding behind shit or whatever invisible emotional wall you want to hide behind, shit gonna still keep operating while you hide. Remember that shit. Things will continue to keep operating while you hide. Take it for a game. But I done seen shit, you know, go to another level now. Especially when a hurricane hit down here. Okay, fucking play with it. Only two words that you can utter at that time. Pitch black. Wasn't shit else to say during hurricane time. Pitch black. Thank you. Thank you. That's my whole point to that shit. I mean, you know, the stuff we had to go through, that's one thing. But again, how somebody sat here and did this empire shit on our ass? Okay. That's something real different. I sit back and I look at this whole thing and hey, it didn't blow up on itself. It became a whole nother level when we sat here and assisted. Nobody never went the opposite way with the flow. Everybody flowed with their energy, their way, their style. That ain't gonna cut it. Also, doing a recap. We find out that a lot of those Nordic tribes had leaders that were of our phenotype, black. And pretty much, you know, if you, anything out there other than black, look at it this way, man. The cold bust, the situation. I mean, just check out this tad bit of clue. Why you think them assholes always painted their pictures of the leaders? Could have photoshopped that shit. Could have did a whole lot of shit. Could have carved, could have did anything. You ain't do none of that. You wanted a photo of yourself. How is it that people in early times want their shit carved in a rock to identify themselves so, you know, the weather don't deteriorate it, but you fancy motherfuckers want to come with painting? King Henry, show me your statue. Ain't got one. Ain't that a bitch? Well, now you know why he ain't got one, because he would have sat there, whoever sculpted him would have had to put him, you know, in a black formation. But this is what cold busted evidence. When we sit here and think everything was Caucasian or this or that, other than black, you know, it makes the story much easier to be believable. Why? Because the Bible characters are all who? Middle Eastern, the book and the author is from where? Turkey, Antiola, Antioch, Orthodox. But yet and still, the people who sell the damn book is from where? Europe. How backwards is that shit? That's like you writing an essay, then somebody rewriting the essay, then somebody write the essay again and sell it. And that's your damn essay. That's plagiarizing across the board. Like I said, come Thursday, we're going to dig in to why in the 1400s, coming off the brink of the Black Plague, Europe is fucking broke. How the hell you got money if the people die from the Black Plague? How the hell you got money if don't nobody want to trade with you? See the game behind that shit? See the game behind it? Everybody want to play the games. Everybody want to play the game. It is what it is, but long story short, like I said, man, you know, tapping into all this information, going back from the early 1900s, you had some revolts, and then we went on back to the 1817, 1615. Well, that's first series. Now we're dealing with going into the second series, and we're going to be digging in from the 14. Milking that shit on down to 900. Hell, I'm gonna try and see if I can reach Islam. Cause I started off with what from early 1900s. I wouldn't even call it 1900. Going on back 1817, 1615. That's like four. So the first series was dealing with 400 years. Of that. The second part going to be dealing with pretty much the next 400 years, and we're going to recap it just right. Starting off with the 1400s, working our way on back to the 13, 12, 11, and we're going to stop right there at the 1100s. So, point being, we're going to make it happen. It is what it is. Callers calling in, 319. I'm sorry, wrong dial. Please do not dial that number. 516-595-8279. If not, chime in and listen. Have no problem with that. Live stream it. It's all good. We are in the house. Soon we're going to have the live feed on Facebook showing the visuals and the live feed on the video. So, trust me, we finna go and get United States on the map as far as in our show, Southern Root Radio, baby. But with that being said, shit just gotta tap in the way I need to tap in. Straight up. Everything need to tap into the way I need to tap into and leave it at that. But long story short, being that all this information is around and the clues are being spread out the way they're being spread out, you got to love it. You got to love it. Another thing I wanted to bring up as well, because we, like I said, we're bringing some dynamics to the show, and we're finally going to have like the visuals that we need to do. Black Sheep, he going to be coming with his little annual reports that he always have as far as bringing in urban community news and things of that nature, but also to that, Queen Kia and also Queen Camilla, they've been dropping some information on me, so I'm going to have something in based on their report to add to the show as well. So like I said, we're going to be adding some dynamics to it. They have some live feed they wanted me to check out, and we're going to also make sure it get posted on the show and brought to the forefront. Let's see. I'm loving the fact that we are actually getting, starting to expand, which is a good thing. And the only thing that I was just trying to do from day one was to make this shit a reality for not just me, but for a lot of people, as well as shit to feed, you know, not just my family, but their family. Shit is real out here, man. And a lot of people are irritated with working at the job they're working at, and they just want to sit here and create their own. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Create your own like how you're supposed to. And that's a good thing. But a lot of times we get sidetracked, go through this and go through that. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that happens that needs to come to the forefront. A lot of distractions that take place that don't need to come to the forefront, but just so happily it does. And when it, you know, comes into an area of responsibility, it's just a recipe for disaster. And that's what we're starting to learn here about ourselves as far as how everybody been tricked, trapped, all whatever you want to call it. But long story short, what can you say? What can you do? Except for waking the hell up, because you can't sit here and be the same two-year-old that you once was. It's time to grow up. And it's time to teach them babies to grow up too. Because we all start to understand that we have a common foe. And it's somebody from the ancient world that is doing a dumb shit like they were doing back then. And here we are looking crazy with it. Here we are looking crazy with it. But, hey, get it together, people. That's the most I can tell you. Get it together. Time is our enemy. Time is a wasting. We ain't getting no younger. None of us. We're not getting no younger. Okay, got this thing here on my blog talk. All right. Much better. All right, I was just trying to mess with you. Okay. But anyway, people, that's it. We're going to bring it to this whole new era of teaching. And what I, like I said, I wanted to bring out, this shit is just happening so real and so trill. Man, okay. We're going to come out with our own school and make this shit happen. This shit gonna become a reality. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna break it down to you what it's about yet, people. But like I said, it's gonna become a reality. Best know your time on this planet, baby. It is real. It is real. Man, oh man. Let me tell you right now, a whole lot of situations is going to start to evolve in the way we need to let it evolve. But mark my words, once we break into this 1400, we're going to start to see who start this whole melting pot. Because it's going to start eliminating the players on the chessboard. Bit by bit, we're going to start eliminating the players on the chessboard. We're going to see how far and how deep the revolutions go even in this time zone. And after that, we're going to start to figure out based on trade, commodity, whatever that was taking place in those times, as far as education, we're going to dig into that well. Resources and all, because we already know during that medieval time, that's when you had all that fight for, you know, the fight for over heaven. Between this and that, Middle East, and also, we're going to also show you how a history of York Wright plays into this shit. Because it just don't start with the Middle Ages, no. It goes back deeper than that. I'm going to show you how, but it goes back deeper than that. Very deep. But again, people, it is what it is. I'm loving it. Can't get enough of it. Shot goes out to OC. I see you, King. I see you. Also, shot goes out to Clay Adderley. What's up, fam? I see you over in the Bahamas. Hit me up when you get a chance. I'll be over there soon. But again, people, information is what it is. It don't stop, it won't stop, and I have to appreciate things for what they are. 44512, speak on it.
Just tuning in.
What's going on? That's what's up. It's been a minute for you, Sheik, but you're now in tune, King.
Yeah. That's what's up. I just tuned in, so I don't know what y'all talking about. I know y'all got something provocative going on, something creative.
You already know, King. Man, we dealing with this European assault. This shit that took place within, the last 24 hours? That's another part of the European assault. I just was recapping the stuff that we had touched bases on from the early 1900s to the 1500s. And I'm going to bypass that and now I'm going to break into the 1400s on the next show, which is on Thursday. Queen Ray going to be on tomorrow, on Wednesday, dropping her shit as usual. That's what I like about her. But she's going to go in hard, plus she got a sisterhood with her, so you may want to tune in on that show, King. Most definitely. Things are picking up. Also, maybe this Saturday, I don't know if it's going to be this Saturday or Friday, but the queen haven't confirmed it with me yet. But I got another queen out there. She's going to be dealing with all types of emotional stress topics and stuff like that. So she got a crew with her and a fan base with her that's following her. So the show is kind of expanding, King, and we kind of make it happen. Addition to that, we got our normal thing that we normally do. You know how it is. Montage Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and also Sunday. And never forget the events that we have out here in the world, baby. It ain't just here in Florida, but we got it all over. Saturday culture events, baby. Put them out there.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I'm glad to see this back cranking. You got it funky and spanking out there. I know they smelling it. But you know, here in our local city, here in Pompano Beach. Man, I don't know if I like what our city doing and about how they allocate the money that's coming in. But, you know, it's always a little battle between classes and who should have and who should keep working to get it. You know, we might not pay the same amount of property tax or might not even have as many property owners. But shit, we still got a voice. And we ain't trying to live in no third world country conditions when we here in the so-called greatest nation in the world. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm not even complaining, you feel me? Because we, hey, this Florida, you know, this ain't no poor-ass state. Even though it's a lot of poor people, this is not a poor state, man. You know, we got the latest in technology on how to get your flooding drain. We got the latest in technology on the wiring and all that. That's why everybody had a problem with FPNL out there, because we got the latest technology. We got all these brand new light poles, new paved roads, all that stuff, man. That's why the hurricane, it hurt us, but it ain't really, really, really hurt us. So, you know, my heart go out there to Puerto Rico, and I hope that they're doing something with Houston. You know, but these natural disasters, you know, I feel some kind of way about it, you know. As you know, we got the theorists out there. The theorists out there say that they're being made. But I'm going to be honest with you. I personally think them other ones might have been man-made, but this Irma deal might have been the real deal. Because it just seemed too organic. You feel me? Like, a lot of shit got towed up in our city, but it wasn't tragic type stuff. It was like somebody flushed the toilet and then, you know, blew all that shit, the shit out. That's all.
All the cleaning. You know, yeah, all the cleaning.
We just got to clean it back up and polish it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got to do, you know, clean it up, polish it off, and then we go on from here. But, yeah, that's just my take on current event and on local news. These motherfucking politicians is slick, man. Slick. You know what I'm saying? Some slippery motherfuckers is out here. But, you know, we the tribe, man, so we going to survive. It's just I don't like how they play you right there in front of your face, and it's millions of dollars involved. And, you know, I ain't even no city official. I'm just an average citizen that show a little bit of concern because, you know, me and my crew and conglomerate, we own some things, and we be a part of things because it's only right to play a part in the community. So, you know, I don't know if anybody can feel me on that. But to all the listeners out there, I suggest you take a grip onto them handlebars and do a little steering yourself out there and see how it feels. Because you could always be on the sideline talking about, oh, they don't never do this. They don't give us that. We supposed to, you know, you can always say that, man. But what does it feel like when you put your Nikes on and you hit the pavement and you're doing something other than sitting around getting this money? You getting this money, huh? All right. That's nice.
Well, that goes back to that that meeting that we had went to. And
yeah,
how everybody was sitting here shuffling what they gonna do about that one building that's on 27. And
yeah,
we thought of creative ways of bringing something there, but what a lot of the elder queens want to do, they want to sit here and do the dumb shit. Because why? They waiting on something to come out that's got to fix it. Hell nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it was a different,
What you was thinking about? You think we should restore it or build a new one?
Restore it, turn that shit into a school for construction.
Yeah.
Period. That's point real. Blank. Because our kids need to learn how to educate themselves on building material. We have no maintenance workers over here for the next generation. That's the problem. They got to go to them other people's schools. And the only thing other people do is going to get credit off tax write-offs. While they're sending their kids to, you know, whatever, vacations, college and all this and that, they're learning how to sit here and capitalize on us. And I don't mean black people, no. They capitalize on poor people, period, as a whole. Middle class, too.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing we got to take a look at.
Damn. Yeah, you're right. They definitely need them little crafts. If not to go into that trade, just to have a craft, because, you know, it's a lot of grown men that never hammered a damn nail before. And that shit is not, you know, that's kind of weak, I guess. You know, I don't even know what to call it. But shit, I ain't even no big nigga or whatnot. But if you done reached 25 years old and you ain't hammering no nails or use no skill saw or no measuring tape at the least, come on, man. Damn. What the hell have you done with in that time as a creator or as a man that, I don't know, it's just kind of baffling to me. But again, that's just me, man. And you had said something about white folks. What you said, it was pertaining to, I want to switch the whole topic. You said you mentioned something about this Vegas shit. That's what you were talking about?
Right. I was mentioning that. And saying how, you know, like based on I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been 2014. I'm sorry, 2014, October 29th. Last year. There was a shooting there.
Last year.
Orlando was a couple months ago.
About
8 months ago. But there was a shooting back in Orlando. I mean, in Las Vegas around the 29th of last year. So, long story short, I was just looking at how you had that. Everything is starting to be a hoax because they took the strip. Poor people of their right to defend themselves.
Wow.
It's just going to be another excuse on the table because look at the characteristics of the gunman that they named. He's a civilian. He has access to armor.
Hey,
they're going to look at is gun laws. Okay, let's get rid of the guns.
Hey, but listen. The most important part of the whole story, the nigga was clean. No record. Not a convict. So now, y'all need to be scared of everything. Don't even go out the house no more.
Yep. And that'll teach people, you know, you already had this shit at the Olympics. Matter of fact, that's two Olympics they done had some shit at. Because mind you, remember the other one they had over here? In Orlando? No, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh, I thought you were talking about Boston. That was just a marathon.
This was in Atlanta. This was like back in I don't know if it was early 2000 or late. I think it was early 2000. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. I know they had a Super Bowl that was played up there in either Tampa or Jacksonville, one or two. I think it was Tampa. But that same year, they had a Super Bowl that played that year. They had the Olympics thing that took place, and that was something that happened in Atlanta. I mean, matter of fact, you can look that shit up. But it was something that happened in Atlanta.
I vaguely remember that.
But you understand where I'm coming from, right?
Are you trying to say all of it is staged? What are you saying?
I'm saying that it's all staged. because all that shit is too much connected. And only thing it was just a starting point. Matter of fact, 9/11 didn't even happen yet. 9/11 didn't even happen yet.
Bro, you going into the 90s then. 9/11
I think it was in the 90s. Oh, yep, Olympus bombing. Let me see. What year was this? This was 96. 1996. I knew it. And there was a Super Bowl that took place that year up there in Tampa. But it was 96. Who played that year? I think it was Green Bay and
Cowboys.
Yeah, no, that was Green Bay and New England. That was Green Bay and New England. But I remember that because Jackie Joyner Kersee was trying to go after that decathlon record, and she didn't get it.
Mm.
That's how I remember that shit. Wow. I guess it goes to show you how far back they've been doing this shit. Now you done had two damn bombings that took place in the Olympics. Now, like I said, this stuff been going on. And also what happened in 1996. You had that shit that took place over there in, what was that, Bin Laden blowing up the embassy building in Africa. And you also had the building that blew up over there, the federal building that blew up over there during Bill Clinton's administration in 96. All that shit took place.
And they killed Tupac.
Yeah. And Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, what's so special about 96? I don't know if 96 was a leap year or not, but chances are it probably was.
Mm.
But that's crazy, man. Because I had did the calculations on that before when I actually had did the timing of what they would call the leap year and also the eclipse, how they occur on the same year. It goes by every 28 years. That shit is fascinating. You got 28 months in a in 28 days in a month, 13 months. That's 364. In addition to that, you got 28 years it takes for a leap year in the eclipse to take place at the same time.
Yeah.
That's mathematical itself. Huh?
That ain't mathematical itself. You said we got 13 months. It's only 12 months.
That's what they say, but it's really 13. Because if you take in consideration 28 days and you take away the remaining days of all those months, you got 28. Accurately.
Oh, a leap year, yeah.
Yeah. If you take away all the remaining days, 29, 30, or 31, all them days are going to equal out to 28 days. Now, why I say that shit accurate.
So every month supposed to be 28 days instead of 31 and 30.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Instead of 30 or 31 and 29 for the leap year. Supposed to be only 28. They know that. They know that.
Hell no. I got to do the mathematics on that. But that's real.
Yeah, yeah. And matter of fact, yes, there was there was a leap year on in 1996. So yeah, you're right.
Well,
damn, those are like accurate dates for some shit to go down. That's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you, man. We about to deal with some paradigms that's gonna be out of control, man. Because you know we could think back on the '90s. The '90s had a lot. Everything that's going on now was going on in the 90s anyway, bro. And that's real. All these wannabe Tupacs and all these wannabe all this. Only difference is we got touchscreen cell phones. That's the only difference between then and now. You feel me? We got these cell phones and this a whole lot of Wi-Fi going on. That's the only difference. But I'm going to tell you, we finna be dealing with some new shit. Because the president, the current president, ain't lying. It is a lot of fake news out there, man. And these niggas is getting very wicked with the productions. What I mean by productions is, man, Hollywood ain't the only people that got all that good shit. You know, they can stage shit and have crisis actors and make some shit look like some real shit. And to everybody who's walking around with their cell phone, you caught it on your cell phone, but it ain't make the real news. You feel me? And then the real news use your cell phone footage and put it in as their stories. So what if I just, you know, what if I run up and shoot Mike? But it's a damn rubber bullet. Everybody from across the street done caught me shooting this man. And then we got the girl run up saying, oh, my God, he's dead. And I run off. They put that on the news and say, a bitch shot a bitch. And now everybody taking it for truth because they actually see it. But
that's the thing. That's why I call this shit. That's why I call it like a black European assault. Because the way you just described that, just like the people being ambushed and they don't see the ambush.
Well, it's this technology that they're using to manipulate the situation. And they're making a crisis out of nothing sometimes. Now, don't get me wrong. Police brutality and, you know, killing niggas and black-on-black crime, all that shit real, and I feel for that. But, you know, all of it. Because I remember seeing one shit where the nigga walked up, shot the other nigga, and the girl still sitting there in the driver's seat looking at the nigga bleeding to death. I see this can't be all the way real. I don't know, though. But yeah, it's an assault on our whole psyche, man. Our whole brain, man. How you gonna take a nigga's cell phone footage? What if the whole news broadcast, everything was based off cell phone footage? Bro, if Kevin Hart was doing a movie where he shot The Rock in the face, and you caught that on your cell phone monkey camera, that shit gonna be real. But with the cameras that they use for the movie, it's gonna be a movie. You hear what I'm trying to say? They can make some shit look like some shit. And if you keep pumping it through the news, because the news run all day, so if they show him shooting him, and they run it through the news all damn day, then by default, it's a true story, man.
Well, see, that's another thing that you just, I'm glad you brought up, fabrication. And see, a person don't know that something's being fabricated, and next thing you know, they're misleading people with false information. So you wonder why, you know, we have a two-sided or a three-sided story to an event, and by the time we figure out the truth, well, the situation long gone. And that's only because, you know, a lack of communication.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, I boil this down, even though I named the show European Assault, I meant to label it as Black European Assault because you know already the evidence that we done collected to this damn thing. We don't figure their ass out. We don't figure their ass out. This Halloween shit's gonna come to an end. This whole Halloween shit gonna come to an end.
My boy said the Black Europeans is doing it, man.
Hey.
Man.
They'll be alright.
What the hell? I just wanna blame the white people, dog. You're doing too much.
Nah, I could hear and go after something that somebody genetically made different based off our genetics and our DNA. So let's just face it. If our brothers would have had, we ain't gonna say that, if we were to sit here and have everyone produce or try to produce a black male seed through other cultures, what are the odds the baby gonna come out like the way it's supposed to come out? And I don't mean this from a racist point of view. I mean this point blank is we got to understand how and why the goddamn polar bear and the bear is not an African animal, but it has mammal similar chromosomes like man. So, you know, when we sit here and look at this shit, like I was saying before to a lot of people, the only thing that this planet ever produced was fungus and spores. Only thing the spores and fungus produce after that is insects. So all that shit came mutating to what the fuck we call it as. But, you know, it is what it is because somebody's sitting here feeding us a bunch of lies, but we slowly but surely working up from that shit, which is a good thing. We can't stay dumb forever. Can't do that. But again, hell yeah, Black Europe. Shit. Who the hell taught them where and how to attack certain areas in the subtropics? And that's why I say it was the way it was done. It's like it was strategically planned, and they know where to attack. How the fuck you going to sit here and say that these people explored the areas where they explored? In addition to that, ain't no one navigating. Somebody got to be the navigator. So they starting to, I'm starting to see more and more topics on it, but I'm still digging up information. They showing information that Greece was over here before Columbus, which meaning that Black Greece was over here trading with who? The Olmec.
The Olmec, yeah.
Now, that's by law.
You all,
we already know that's Nubia Part 2.
Don't get mad at the Olmecs, because I know you don't like Native Americans.
This is before the Native Americans was on the scene. This before you had,
The Olmecs got the Indian traits, though. And in the tribe that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They don't have the Indian trait. Everybody want to put their native Indians there, just like over in Asia, they want to put the slant-eyed Asian over there. When in actual fact, both territories were ran by blacks. The Asians ain't learned that language. They had to come to Africa to learn it. Same thing with them other cultures. Everybody had to come to Africa to learn. Africa didn't go out in the world to learn.
They sure didn't. They went out there, grabbed that shit, and brought it home.
And brought it home. Well, if not, they extended home out.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They extended Africa outward. And ain't nothing wrong with that, because why? You're becoming a big-ass nation. You're supposed to expand. But that's the real of it.
Yeah. Well,
that's my, I always sit here look at this thing.
I don't know who exactly our nation is in favor of. But I do know we had to make them Chinese motherfuckers buckle up this year, because they all of a sudden, and see, I'm saying all of a sudden because everybody be around me talking about, oh, America don't want to mess with China. China, that shit. They the world power. Okay, guess what? We said China, buckle up and take care of Korea or else we ain't fucking with you. And guess what? They did that. They did that in a hurry. Because they knew the relationship with America is what they need over there in China. Now, y'all can say they're the most powerful nation, you know, whatever, whatever. But my little bit of research, they ain't doing all that much better than nobody. they ain't allowed to have no families. They got, you allow one kid over there. You get one kid, and, you know, what else? You know, it's, and then the capitalistic platform is weak over there. You can't just move up the ladder and become rich in China.
Well, look at this
Chinese
way.
People
if
love.
If they're only allowed to have one kid, what that mean?
Population
control.
They can
process
problem,
a lot of babies. If they can process a lot of babies.
Yeah. Yeah, or the population is already too much for the economy. They trying to be on
pretty
some
much.
Iron fist shit. That's what they the ones made the term iron fist. So they want to rule like shit how they want to rule it.
But see, that's the thing. But Japan don't have that problem.
Nah.
Japan don't have that problem. Korea don't have that problem. Those Asian countries that's on the islands of the East Indies, they don't have that problem.
Yeah. I just
hope this motherfucker. Asia got a population control. Mongolia don't even have that rule. So why do Asia have it?
Man, them Chinese motherfuckers, they happy to get married, man. They got, because apparently they got a shortage on women. So they happy to get married. And this ain't, I'm talking through conversation right now. You feel me? I don't want y'all to take this as a factual, because this is something I was talking with a chick that's been to China. I ain't been to China. And my research on that shit is, you know, outside of Kung Fu and the little shit that everybody know about Chinese fried rice, I ain't got that much research on it. But I do know they got a socialist economy. I mean, political platform is socialist. And I know they ain't got no capitalistic economy. They running their shit. The rich stay rich. You feel me? And everybody need to work for the rich. That's what they got going on. I found that out. But, yeah, it was a shocker to hear that they ain't allowed to just produce babies. They allow one kid at a time. So, yeah, that make you wonder, man, you know, what the rest of the world be on. Because we call ourselves free. I'm pretty sure they call themselves free too, man. You know, like why would they call themselves under anything? I'm pretty sure they calling themselves free as well over there. But the rules are different.
Well, I don't think they calling themselves free.
No.
I don't think they calling themselves free. Oh, hell no.
So you don't think that the citizens feel like they're living in a free world while they're there? Or they don't have... Oh, you think they have to pursue freedom? You think they got to go out and find freedom? Because I'm pretty sure they feel like they already living in a free society.
Well, the thing is, their free society is heavy polluted. Now, if that's the case, why is there human trafficking heavily in Asia?
There's money in it. Just like the
right.
slave trade, it was money.
The people not free. So if somebody is in debt and that person died, guess what? The child got to pay for that debt. The next of kin got to pay for that debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know
that's how that rolls. Yeah.
My thing is, you don't know that you're under a form of bondage until you made aware of the bondage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you think a dog feel like he's not free just to be tied to the tree? He know he's more free than the one that's in the cage, so he already feel like he out there, even though he's tied to a tree. Because the condition of the one that's in the cage is two totally different situations. So the one on the tree might say, damn, I'm free.
And most
cases, I'm not in jail.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not in jail. But, you know, that's just the, that's what we're getting fed anyway, man. We're getting fed a lot of freedom shit. You know, all that freedom talk is how they get you to stay patriotic. You feel me? All these people kneeling on the Super Bowl. I mean, all these folks practicing their free will and their freedom of speech. You know, yeah, we allowed to do all that, man. Yeah, all right. But my thing is, what part of life ain't free? You know, how do you know that you're not free? Because a nigga want to tell me, oh, we all still slaves. I be like, golly, all right. So if that's the case, practice freedom. And if you can practice it and it work, then are you free or are you not? What the hell? I don't know. But,
That falls in the circumstance because you have a lot of secret society people out here in this world. So, thing is, it's kind of interesting where, you know, based on circumstances, everything that you said, yeah, it applies because of, you know, the person fit the crime in the scenario. But you have those other circumstances out there where this person, civilian, is being picked upon because of the people who they are around who controlling that situation. So it's kind of like you have secret society even with the legal system and all this and that. That's why a lot of mothers out there who lose their kids try to fight back like hell. But nonetheless, like I said, even that's a black European assault. Because in the end, they don't, like I was explaining this to a lady today I had met. And kind of interesting with her, I really don't want to say her profession because I want to kind of keep her identity on the low key. But possibly she may be coming to the show as well to have her thing going on the show as well. But long story short, I was breaking it down with her as well, and it's like, you know, all this stuff that goes on from kids through to females, all this and that, you know, the shit don't stop. If it's the babies that die at birth, that's 200 seeds in the ovary. If you take a look at the woman who passes away, that's up to 400 seeds in the ovary. So right now, what's going on in science, they are processing people, like growing them. So when we get this genetic experimentation going on, we can't get mad, you know, when we always a step behind. It's time for us to be a step ahead. We was like that in the 60s. But they placed, you know, them drugs in our neighborhood, and that was that.
Yeah.
Pretty much took the fight out of the dog.
Always get fucked up on them drugs, man.
I mean, it is what it is with that one. It is what it is, but long story short, I mean, I've seen a lot of strags on the other side of Cayuga City. Even on this side of Cayuga City, but long story short, you know, this shit is what it is. These people need some serious help. They need some serious help. I even go to the gas station and see shit like that go on over there. And with that being said, it's like pretty much that shit is like, okay, I see bums hanging around this gas station. I'm talking about the one on 31st. And it'd be like, they'll lay there in the damn grass, go to sleep in the grass, pull out a cot in the grass, all kind of shit. And I'm like, see, America, you have failed. But that goes to show you that you are taking orders from Black Europe, because they run this shit and Russia run the other side.
I didn't know it's Black people in Europe.
Hell yeah. If you go take a look at the movie Mahogany that had Diana Ross in it, she went to Europe as a model. So, I mean, the shit crazy, dog. She's real crazy. Like I said, in the end, that's just a little crumb on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kind of tune in heavily tomorrow to see what Queen Ray going to be bringing in with this information. Addition to that, like I said before, you wasn't known, but I got two sisters, Queen Camilla and Queen Kia. She up there in upper parts of FLA in Georgia. She pretty much going to be sending me some current events and shit like that. Some of them are archived, but hell, the Queen dug in. Both of them. They do their homework. And they send that shit to me. And that's what I like about it. It's going to be pretty much a loaded segment this week. So, you know, shit going to drop it. On days that Queen Ray ain't coming near, Wednesday we'll go ahead and kick in with that poetry.
Okay.
Got to love it. Staying artistic with our culture, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's the culture for you. We got to add some flavor with this shit. And the art is what's bringing the flavor. Unless you want to let them turn into a robot, but you just get programmed to do a job. You got a job, huh? Well, damn, I know you're worth more than what you do as a job. You got to be worth more than that. You got talents. You got creative mind, especially if you're melanated. So, all that to say, push forward, man, and damn me, exercise some of that talent, creative talent. I don't care if you know how to use a skill saw real good. Cut you some shit out, you know? And, you know, you might see that you can do something better than somebody, and they'll pay you to do something. Or cut some sculptures out. They just like looking at artistic stuff.
True that.
Yeah, man. It's, art adds flavor to our existence, you know.
Gotta have those extensions of the culture. Got to.
And don't forget, cooking is an art and poetry is an art. So shoot. Go in on every level.
That's what's up. And a shout goes out to our comrades over there at Bojo's and also at Cafe 31. Black Sheep was holding some meetings over there at these particular places, and King out there doing his local urban networking. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got good food, so it's only right to support them because they right here within 5 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Most definitely.
Hell yeah.
Most definitely spend with your locals. And that lead. And the meetings he's talking about is what I'm creating, something called the Cuyahoga City Trailblazers Exhibit. And in that exhibit, I'm going to be displaying some African American history by way of Pompano Beach, Cuyahoga City. So.
America.
So bring your dasikis out, you know. You know, keep the chewing tobacco home, but bring your chew stick. You feel me? Wear your dasiki. We're going to bring some culture and some flavor to this thing that we call America because, you know, I'd like to say the majority of this shit is ours.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, pretty much the whole entire subtropic culture. So I mean, Southern Asia, too. Because bit by bit, we got to take back what rightfully belongs to us.
No,
in most cases.
Don't say that in the notion of tag teaming with the warmongers and the people who want to take over all the nations, because
I show them how they got cheated out of their land and how they got used to attack us, so they could sit here and make it seem like they was gonna give them land when they had no intention on giving them land anyway. So they cheated them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But that's how that rolls with that. So, long story short, you know, I want to say we plan on bringing different dynamics to this thing here, because the show had to get updated, came across some better software, and we're doing good for what it's worth. That's why I can't wait to start the documentaries with the visuals. Hey, man, bring yourself in with that knowledge, people. Just have a seat, campfire, all that. Because I'm about to sit here and break down a nice little story for the children. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So... we're approaching, let's see, how many more minutes we got left in the show? Nearing 30 minutes left. That's what's up. But again, people, we dealt with the recap. We went into the revolutions of the subtropic culture. For y'all out there who don't think this thing ain't real, I suggest you go and look at the dollar bill. The pyramid you find on that is not from Egypt.
Uh-oh,
for real. We can see the connection. The same people out there looking for a job is the same people who are bloodline to those of Nile Valley. Game on top of game, people. Game on top of game. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and lighten up this show. Sheep, anything you want to drop on to the people before I close it on out?
Stay woke, people. That's all I got for them now.
That's what's up. Bit by bit, we stand on point. Tune in tomorrow, people. Same black time, same black channel. Always bringing in some information. And again, we're going to be dealing with, coming back at you with this part two on the recap of the 1500s. We're not playing around. We're showing y'all what's what and showing you who behind the what. So again, it is what it is. Sheep, anything you want to throw in for the outro?
Nah. Like you said, I'm going to reiterate. Tune in tomorrow, y'all. So we back at it. And don't think we were asleep while we was gone. We've been collecting and stacking. So we're ready to stack these bricks up and bust the block all the way down the center and show y'all what we're really dealing with out here. You know? And I personally think there ain't too many other avenues or outlets gonna give it to you how we gonna give it to you. So
that's what's up.
Take this knowledge that we're going to be bringing for the October month, especially this month, We're going to tell you why we feel special this month. My boy Love talking about costume shit, the Halloween shit. So we're going to explain all of that, and you must tune in to get that. I'm telling you, it's diners and pearls with this one. And feel free to take that knowledge somewhere and express it. You know, I don't care if you reiterate what I say. You know, we banging it for y'all to be able to use and be well equipped out here as the tribe. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, I said that first. Yeah, all right, so good for you. But, you know, we presenting this shit and we representing this shit. And, you know, it's for the people, man. It's for the people. And I guarantee you that when you do your research and when you practice this shit, it's going to be beneficial, you know, morally, culturally, and spiritually. So that's the black sheep on what we about to be bringing 2017 October.
King, that's what's up. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this show on out. King came in with some hot knowledge, some words of wisdom. Tune in tomorrow, people, for another good episode. We're going to be loading it up again. Back on the scene, black on the scene. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. Want to get a shout out to Big Mike, OC, Dr. Fullmore, Queen Ify, CC, Queen Ray, a whole nine list of people, man. The shit is getting bigger. I like that. We expanding out. That's what's up. But again, like I say, tune in tomorrow, people. We got that information that we'll be dropping in with the Queens. And after that, hey, we're coming at y'all with that get even, give back to the goddamn peoples on Thursdays. I'm dropping it in, baby. 1400s, the Black European Assault Part 2, baby. Finna unload. Let's see. King, anything you want to drop out to the people before we out? Oh, that's it.
I think that's a wrap, man.
That's a wrap. King done hit it off. Peace.
Peace.